Something wicked is coming this way, and only fools are ignoring the signs. So it's time you became a financial prepper like thousands of others. Gold can travel anywhere. It's international. It's its own currency. Allocate to gold now, the timeless safe haven asset. Open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments to physically hold coins and bars, and let real, tangible gold, not just paper, save your portfolio as the economy burns again. Right now, Noble Gold Investments offers a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA. Just use the promo code GOLD to claim your free coin and secure your family's financial future. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Axel is making an appearance. My dog, Axel Schmaxel, the dirty little rascal.
Axel Schmaxel, you dirty rascal. Axel Schmaxel, always causing a fiasco.
Axel's doing better, folks. He's doing a lot better. He's a little skinny. He's a little skinny, but he's 10 years old now. Axel's 10 years old, and I got to say, he is definitely, he was there when nobody else was during the hardest times of my life. I know he's just a, to you, he's just a dog. To me, he's a person. I swear. I like him more than most people. Than most people. Folks, yeah. Fear strikes the deep state. They got to do anything to stop Trump. I'm telling you this right now. And what are they doing? They're going after him. And I'm expecting a Trump arrest. Like, I don't like to make predictions. I don't know a date. I know nothing like that. But it looks like from the looks of things, they're going all in to stop him and arrest him. They got to take him out of the picture. He's picking up too much momentum as the great exposing continues. And what am I talking about, the great exposing? Folks, it's all out. It's all out. Everything's coming out from Balenciaga. I think that's how you say it, Balenciaga. The floodgates. Massive red pilling taking place right now. FTX, Balenciaga scandal, Hunter Biden laptop, Elon exposing Twitter interference, Kanye outing Hollywood, Epstein Island flight logs, and files are now unsealed by a judge. Brunson Brothers Supreme Court case. I had Brunson on. He's on Nino's Corner right now. There's so much happening, folks. It's coming out like an avalanche, like an avalanche. And they got to stop it. The only thing they can do besides, I don't know, arrest Trump or some kind of nuclear scare or some kind of boogeyman scare, I'm still saying everything's on the table. Folks, Noble Gold, Noble Gold. You know, it's almost 2023. It's almost 2023. And my mic is off.
Whoa.
Let me do this for a second. Is that any better or does it sound the same? So it's 2023. It probably sounds the same. It's 2023 and nothing's really changed, has it? The year's ending and things are now even more expensive than they were at the start. We all love holidays, but they're not great if you can't afford them, are they? And this is just the beginning of what looks like to be bad. A bad, bad, bad recession, folks, coming in 2023. But it's not too late to avoid the same thing happening again. Thousands of people have retired comfortably with the help of Noble Gold. Noble Gold Investments and their precious metal IRAs. If you've been a hesitant investor, but one of the handful of Americans who can go for gold and silver, now's the time to act, folks. Now's the time. Talk to an expert member of the team today. If you get in before the end of this month, you'll bag an incredible free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA of $20,000 or above. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments. I use them, folks. I use Noble Gold. So does all my friends. So does my family. Call the team now at 877-646-5347 to find out more or visit Noble Gold Investments, noblegoldinvestments.com. And remember, there is always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Folks, This is where you got to go. You got to get gold and silver now. That's the only thing I'm depending on. A lot of people ask me, what crypto are you in? Well, I don't trust any of it. I don't trust any of it. I'm not an expert on crypto. I have a lot of friends that tell me XRP. I have other friends that tell me Bitcoin. Folks, I don't know. It's a gamble to me, but I know one thing. My safe bet is in gold and silver. And you got to have it on you. You got to have it on you. Does my mic sound any better, or does it sound like it doesn't matter? Should I just get rid of the whole damn thing, the whole setup? So fear strikes, folks. Fear strikes. But before I get forward, I forgot, before I go forward, when the lights go out, when the lights go out on Amazon and the Mexican mix on Amazon, both of them on Amazon, leave us an honest review. That's all we ask. I got to tell you, folks, I may have it in me to write one more book. I'm thinking about it, and I was thinking about a book called Border Boys. Border Boys, about the stories growing up on the border. You won't believe this shit. All right, folks. Spotify, Nino's Corner. Getter is Nino's Corner. Telegram is Nino's Corner. Truth Social, David Rodriguez Boxer. Instagram is David Nino Rodriguez Boxer, baby. Ooh, yeah. Oh, man. Twitter, Nino Boxer. I have to bring the bells and whistles, folks. I got to bring the bells and whistles. Twitter is Nino Boxer. Patriot Wear, bing right there, baby. Yeah. Patriotwear.com. You can get yourself some cool gear for Christmas. For Christmas. And Sancho Claus is coming. Sancho Claus, he's coming to town. And he's coming very soon. You're going to like it. NinosCorner.tv. Juan O'Savin is up right now. Lloyd Brunson and the Ghost is up right now. Ghost called in while I was doing an interview with Lloyd Brunson. I added him on, and he finishes the second half of the interview. It's a good interview with Lloyd Brunson, talking exactly with a fine-tuned comb. The details of the case, the details of the SCOTUS case. You'll learn a lot from those interviews that are on NinosCorner.tv right now. The last four are epic. Alpha Warriors going to be uploaded on Nino's Corner. David Snedeker talking about that letter in the alphabet. I have him on, the expert of all things this. I have Mike Zhao. I think he got kind of mad the way I pronounced his name, but he fled the CCP. He fled communist China for a better life. And he's talking about how the similarities of what's happening now, the Cultural Revolution, how it happened in China. And he's saying, it's here. It's here. Wake up! I also have Dustin Nemos and SG Anons coming on today. SG Anons coming on today. And I got FCB Decode. FCB Decode. I don't know if some of you have seen some of his videos lately. It's pretty good stuff. So they're all coming on NinosCorner.tv. And boom, baby, yeah! Coming at you live from the apocalypse, folks. My right ear is ringing. Ow! I probably popped a blood vessel. Oh, I know a lot of you probably think to yourself, one day we're just going to see him stroke the fuck out. Probably. Could happen. I bet that video will get a lot of likes. So fear strikes. Fear strikes the deep state. Folks, they are so worried. And this is how I see it. It's almost, I got these instincts, you know, they're called fighter's instincts. And it's about the 8th, 9th, 10th round. I don't know if this is going to go 12. I don't know if it's going to be a 15-rounder. I don't know if there's this fight and then many, many more fights. But from what I'm seeing right now, you know, as a fighter, it may look like we're getting the shit beat out of us. But it's like we landed that, boom, we landed that right hand and I saw the buckle. The deep state has been buckled. Okay, they've been buckled. They got buckled and now there's fear in their eyes. Okay, they're worried. What's going against them is that the whole planet, they're waging war on the entire planet. Humans, they hate you. They're waging war against you and me. And this is when we all have to fight. But we are waking up in droves. In droves. This is what they were not counting on, folks. Trump was the great exposer. Now, I know a lot of you out there are against the fact that he pushed this. I am too. I have no defense for that. I have no defense for that. But I know one thing. He exposed all of them. And that's all we needed. We needed the world to wake up, and here we are. We are awake. So like I said earlier, FTX, Balenciaga scandal. Did you see if you put Balenciaga in with spaces, Bal, you have to spell it B-A-A-L, and then you put Encia, and then or NC, and then Aga, and then that says Bal is king. Go look at it. I put it up on my Instagram. If you're not on my Instagram, why aren't you? David Nino Rodriguez, boxer. I put it up on Instagram. So the deep state continues. It's arrogant defiance. It's arrogant defiance. Okay? They're still in the fight. Believe me. They're the most powerful people in the world. And they're arrogant. They're very, very arrogant. And you can see it every day on television. You can see it on the interviews. They think they got this bagged and they think they got this won. I'm telling you right now, they don't. They do not. We're making serious headway, folks, and the only thing they can think of as of right now is to stop Trump at all costs, and that is to probably arrest him. They're looking for a way to arrest this guy, and I won't be surprised if it happens in 2023 or even in December. So they're in a race. The deep state is in a race to steal, or they're in a race to seal, in a race to seal the NWO before it's too late for them. So they're in a race to the finish line. And they're going to try. Now, what I'm saying here is they're going to try to get it done by 2023. That's what I'm saying. They're going to make all the moves, folks. All the moves. I saw a video on Instagram earlier that there's actually a palm reader. A palm reader that you can go to and check your bank accounts and things like that. And they won't let you buy or sell unless it reads your palm. Sound familiar? I put this on Instagram. I may have even put it on Twitter. I'm not sure. Breaking. Elon Musk confirms. I have to be careful how I say this. A lot of you know this already. Elon Musk confirms that Twitter has interfered with you know what. So now he's claiming, he's coming out and saying it. Yes, they have interfered. Floodgates are opening, folks. And I'm not going to say the word on here, but you know what I'm talking about. The question is this, though. Can we trust Elon? Can we trust Elon? Remember when that letter in the alphabet said symbolism will be their downfall? Look, folks, Elon's doing all the right things, just like DeSantis. They're both doing all the right things to get patriots behind them, right? Right? Not so fast. Not so fast. Folks, we got to have discernment. And a lot of you on here are atheists. A lot of you, and I respect all of your views. But for me, it's something different. Look, this speaks volumes to me. And it's his Halloween costume, okay? His Halloween costume. It had a picture of Baphomet on it, folks. And I don't know if you all are familiar with Baphomet. It's a Baphomet costume. It's a Baphomet red-looking, like, gladiator costume with a Baphomet symbol in the middle of his chest with an upside-down cross. With an upside-down cross. Could be for fun. I think not. He's too much of an influential figure. He's involved. Look at it. Look at the lineage of his family, folks. All I'm saying is use discernment. The symbolism is there. Me, for one, I don't trust him. And I don't trust DeSantis either. None of them. Right now, as this great exposing is happening and people are waking up, they're going to use confusion to divide us. Confusion. They're going to come in like a chameleon to divide the patriot community more and more and more and cut us into more and more slices. So I'm also hearing unconfirmed reports via Continental Telegraph that Klaus Schwab suffered a heart attack. Klaus Schwab suffered a heart attack. You all want to fact check this? Check it out. These are unconfirmed reports. I don't know. This is what I'm hearing on Continental Telegraph that Klaus Schwab may have suffered a second heart attack. Y'all want to look into that? Fact check that. Get back to me on that. Gavin Newsom, baby. Gavin Newsom. Reparations committee will recommend handing out $223,200 per person to all descendants of slaves in California for housing discrimination at a cost of $559 billion. Yeah. In nation's biggest restitution effort ever. Dividing the pie more and more. Now it's going to pit the taxpayers, all the taxpayers in California are going to be paying for reparations, man. Here's my view on this. You can't accept the reparations. It's like a silent contract. You have no ground if you accept reparations to complain about CRT. That's the way I see it. I don't feel like you can have both. Just my view on it. I know Hispanics. I know Indians who've had it way worse. Genocide for the Indians. Hispanics had it tough. Irish had it tough. We've all had it tough coming to America. We've all had it tough. It wasn't easy to make your way in this country, but people did it. So a task force was set up in California to make proposals for slavery reparations. Descendants of slaves in California could receive $223,200 each, it speculated. That would total $569 billion, more than the entire state expenditure in 2021. Nearly 6.5% of California residents, 2.5 million, identify as Black or African American. What if hey, you can identify as anything these days, right? Fuck, why don't we all identify as Black and all get some reparations? If you can identify as a female and you're a guy, and if you can identify as a man and you're a woman, fucking identify as Black. That's what I should have fun. Just an idea. Oh, boy. The task force was formed due to a bill signed by Governor Gavin Newsom in 2020. Getting crazier and crazier. It's getting Kanye West crazy. So as all the damning and criminal evidence comes out on the deep state, which is a lot, the lot. And you know, the deep state is on both sides, folks. It's on both sides. You got the deep state, the Democrats, and you definitely got them as the rhinos, both sides. So what are they doing? They must arrest Trump. They got to go after Trump. So Trump probe court halts Mar-a-Lago special master review. A unanimous federal appeals court on Thursday ended an independent review of documents seized from former President Donald Trump's Florida estate, removing a hurdle of Justice Department said had delayed its criminal investigation into the retention of top secret government information. The decision by the three-judge panel represents a significant win for federal prosecutors, clearing the way for them to use a part of their investigation, the entire tranche of documents seized during an August 8th FBI search of Mar-a-Lago. It also amounts to a sharp repudiation of arguments by Trump's lawyers, who for months had said that the former president was entitled to have a so-called special master conduct a neutral review of the thousands of documents taken from the property. The ruling from the Atlanta-based U.S. Court of Appeals for the 11th Circuit had been expected given the skeptical questions the judges directed at a Trump lawyer during arguments last week. And because two of the three judges on the panel had already ruled in favor of the Justice Department in an earlier dispute over the special master. They're coming after Trump. They're coming after Trump. Guns blazing, folks. Guns blazing. The witch hunt for Trump continues as all this other damning evidence comes out on them. Everything. Everything's come out on them. Everything. Everything. Ooh. Mm. I know you guys think, I know all of you think I'm weird. And that's okay. I've learned to live with it. So the appeals court rejects Trump's lawsuit in Mar-a-Lago documents case. A federal appeals court panel has scrapped former President Donald Trump's lawsuit aimed at derailing the FBI's investigation of classified records stashed at Mar-a-Lago estate after he left the White House. The three-judge panel's unsparing ruling moves to shut down an outside review of the Justice Department's use of nearly 3,000 documents the FBI seized from former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate in August. I'm hearing this has a lot to do with the nuclear codes, the nuclear biscuit. 107 has said it many times on my show. But maybe the nuclear codes are here. Maybe, just maybe. Now, this is speculation. Maybe the nuclear codes are all here. Maybe he memorized them. Just a thought. Just a thought. And it deals Trump a devastating legal setback as he seeks to block the criminal probe into his purported retention of national security information, theft on government records, and obstruction of justice. But they will stop at nothing. Biden administration gives Trump tax returns to House Democrats. So President Joe Biden's administration has handed over years of former President Donald Trump's tax returns to the U.S. House of Representatives. Treasury has compiled the last week's court decisions, a spokesperson for Treasury Department, which includes the IRS, and this was told to the Epoch Times on November 30th. The U.S. Supreme Court recently rejected a request from Trump to block the IRS from transmitting the returns, lifting stay the Chief Justice John Roberts had temporarily imposed. Folks, the walls are closing in on the deep state. They got to find everything. You got to believe me on this. You got to believe me on this. Keep the faith. Faith. Faith over fear, baby. That's why I'm wearing this shirt. The lifting of the stay meant an order from the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit came back into effect. The order had directed the IRS to transmit the materials to the House. Rep. Richard Neal, a Democrat from Massachusetts, chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, has been seeking 6 years of Trump tax returns since 2019. Neal says the materials are needed to examine the way the IRS audits presidents. He has not sought records from any other president. He's the first, of course. Of course. You know what feels really good, folks, is when I'm driving around and I still see a Beto O'Rourke sticker. And I know the person driving the car is a Debat. Debat is so crazy, Debat. I put your lock on, Debat. I picked up my housekeeper from the border, from the bridge, and on my way to pick her up. Every time I go pick her up, I see what should be Olympic athletes jumping over the fence. It's every day. It's every day. Where is this invasion clause? How is it enacted? Because I see it worse now than ever. And I'm going to keep saying it on my show. It's worse now than ever. All the Border Patrol agents are over at the processing centers. Okay. Nobody's manning the border. Nobody. It's a free-for-all. I thought of going there and maybe even recording some of it. I don't know. Netanyahu. Trump's meeting with Kanye West and Nick Fuentes is a big mistake. Leader Benjamin Netanyahu says Donald Trump's meeting with Kanye West and known anti-Semite Nick Fuentes was a big mistake. Trump's decision to dine with them, I think it's wrong and misplaced. I think it's a big mistake. He tells Common Sense he shouldn't have done that. But Netanyahu stresses that Trump has been a tremendous supporter of Israel, and I'm unabashedly appreciative of what he has done for Israel. I think he made a mistake, but let's hope it's not repeated. Did you guys see Kanye West go on Alex Jones and went full retard? This guy's lost his mind? I don't know. And you got to think about it. So he goes on Kanye West. I mean, he goes on Alex Jones and acts more Alex Jones than Alex Jones. How is that possible? How do you act more Alex? Alex Jones looked like he was uncomfortable. How do you do that? Only Kanye West can do that. Wearing a mask, a black, I guess, ski mask, backwards ski mask. I don't know. I don't know how he was even fucking breathing in that thing. But I will say that he went full retard. He went full retard. And I'd love to have him on my show. Kanye, if you're out there, come on the Nino show. Come on the Nino show. Let's go full retard together. I'll do it with you, buddy. I promise. My thing is this. What angle is Kanye coming from? What angle is Kanye coming from? Because he just hired, didn't he just hire Milo Yiannopoulos to head his campaign? Is this the strategy? I mean, what the fuck? Milo Yiannopoulos, hello? Hello? What are you doing? This is crazy. Now, I don't know what, I'm still trying to figure this out. I can't figure it out because it's so batshit crazy. I'm still trying to process it. Kanye West slammed over bizarre Alex Jones InfoWars interview where he pretends Benjamin Netanyahu is a fishing net. Kanye West had been ripped over his troubling interview on Alex Jones InfoWars where he mocked former Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and claimed he saw good things in Adolf Hitler. Oh boy. The disgraced rapper continued.
A human catastrophe is closing in. Nobody knows how far this one is going to go. You can feel the heat as tension is rising globally. War is expensive. Open a Noble Gold Investments IRA today, and you can claim a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. Just use the promo code GOLD. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
His hateful and anti-Semitic remarks towards his Jewish community on Thursday by seemingly glorifying Hitler.
What?
And the Nazi party on Jones' far-right show. Using a fishing net and a bottle of Yahoo chocolate milk to portray Netanyahu. Yay, Kanye did a high-pitched voice to mimic the former Israeli PM. When asked by Jones why he wasn't fond of Netanyahu, a black balaclava wearing Ye admitted he had only heard of the former prime minister 2 weeks ago from the tweet and thought he had a funny name. Are you fucking kidding me? The interview took a troubling turn when Kanye seemingly praised Hitler and the Nazi party, saying he sees good things in them. I see good things about Hitler also. I love everyone. This guy invented highways, the microphone. Every human has something of value they brought to the table, especially Hitler. The shamed rapper said, adding, also Hitler was born Christian. Holy shit. Holy shit. Oh, boy. I don't know. What's your thoughts on Kanye? I mean, this, to go on Alex Jones and outdo Alex Jones, folks, that says a lot to me. I don't know what kind of strategy this is. I don't know what he's doing. He could have absolutely lost his fucking mind. I don't even know if it's a strategy. He could have literally lost his fucking mind. This could be game over for him. I don't understand it. Makes no sense to me. But let's keep watching and enjoy the show. Oh, boy. Democrats elect new leader to succeed Pelosi. House Democrats of November 30th voted for Rep. Hakeem Jeffries to replace Rep. Nancy Pelosi as the party's top leader in the lower chamber. Democrats gathered behind closed doors to elect their new leaders for the 118th Congress after Pelosi, currently the House Speaker, announced she would not seek a leadership position. Democrats are projected to be in the minority starting in January 23 when the new members are being sworn in after Republicans flip key seats in the midterm elections. It will be the Democrats' first time in the minority since 2019. Democrats chose current caucus chairman Jeffries for the top Democrat spot. He will become the first black man to serve in the top leadership role for either party or chamber. How am I doing, folks? Give me a thumbs up. I won't be on Monday or Wednesday, folks. I will not be on Monday or Wednesday. I'm feeling a little burnt out, so I need some time to heal. I lost a friend. All of you know I lost a close friend. Been dealing with that. And not to mention, dealing with sobriety has not been easy. But I'm still doing it. I'm going on 3 years next month, folks. 3 years next month. 3 years. 3 years, no alcohol, not a drop. Not a drop. I don't know how I'm doing this. Praise God. That's all I can say. That's all I can say. God is giving me strength. Colorado election officials order Okay, I got to be careful on this. Order recount over Boebert projected to defeat Dem challenger Adam Frisch. So, Colorado state election officials on Wednesday ordered a recount of the House race in Colorado's 3rd district after Representative Lauren Boebert was projected to defeat Adam Frisch. So they want a recount, don't they? We don't get the recounts, but they do. They ask for a recount, they get it, but we don't get it. Is that how it works? Frisch conceded in closely watched U.S. House race against Boebert on November 18th with nearly all votes counted. The incumbent Boebert leads Democrat Adam Frisch around 550 votes out over 327,000 votes counted. In Arizona, rural Arizona County certifies midterm election results after judge's order. Officials in rural Cochise County, Arizona, on Thursday certified the results of the county's midterm elections, ending a high-stakes confrontation with state officials over the county's failure to sign off on election results by the legal deadline. The 2-0 vote came shortly after a judge ordered the county's 3-member board of supervisors to certify the results by 5 p.m. local time. Cochise was the last of Arizona's 15 counties to certify the election. The standoff between Republican officials in the county and Secretary of State Katie Hobbs, a Democrat, and the state's governor-elect had drawn national attention as a symbol of how deeply listen to this. This is a liberal syndicate. Listen to this carefully. Had drawn national attention as a symbol of how deeply misinformation about elections had taken root in pockets of the country since the 2020 election. Don't you know? It's all misinformation. You're a conspiracy theorist. If you question anything, you have no right to question anything. None. How dare you question us? How dare you question authority? And then to add salt to the wound, as they fuck you over in your face, royalty, The deep state wines and dines together in our faces. Will everyone get along? Anna Wintour joins the Bidens, Republicans, Democrats, and celebrities for White House state dinner with Macron. As GOP leader Kevin McCarthy brushes off question about dining with investigation target Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden wife Melissa and President's daughter Ashley joined President Joe Biden and Joe Biden's first state dinner. Biden's honor President Emmanuel Macron of France and his wife, I guess it's Brigitte. Jill wore Navy Oscar de la Renta dress and Bridget wore white. Like, we give a shit. Several Republicans are also attending the black tie event House Republicans leader Kevin McCarthy brushed off a question about whether it will be an awkward, whether it would be awkward attending a dinner with the president's son. They're all a bunch of kiss asses. That's all these people are. They're just kiss asses. GOP lawmakers have vowed to investigate Hunter Biden when they take control of the House in January. I'm at dinner with my mom, so I'm going to have a great time, he said. That was his response. I'm at dinner with my mom. I'm going to have a great time. Hunter Biden, I'm sure it'll be okay. The two, President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden, welcome French President Emmanuel Macron and his wife, Bridget, for the first time, for the first state dinner of their administration, along with a gaggle of guests and potential for conflict. The two couples embraced and posed for photos on the north portico in the White House. Jill Biden wore a navy. Who cares what these people wore? Jill Biden wore a navy floral evening gown by Oscar de la Renta, while Bridget Macron wore a white navy gown, a white gown with silver details by Louis Vuitton. And they put this in your face. And they put this in your face. They're all dining together. Look what they're wearing. While all of you are struggling to make ends meet. Look what they're wearing. Look how fabulous they look. Look how wonderful they look, these criminals, as they all get together. As these criminals all get together with your tax-paying dollars and wear nice shit to put in your face. And they want you to believe, they really want you to believe that they won from the basement, right? That's what they want. They want you to believe they really won from the basement. If that's true, then why is CNN, the liberal hub for everything liberal, why is it tanking? Why is it tanking? CNN continues to plummet. It doesn't add up, folks, does it? CNN tanks, but they win elections. As CNN tanks, sure. CNN makes massive staff cuts as news industry prepares for a dark winter. I'm sick of this fucking term, dark winter. CNN is laying off hundreds of employees in a cost-cutting effort that illuminates the financial challenges facing a wide array of media companies as the company teeters toward a possible recession. The cuts began on Wednesday and finished on Thursday, with affected employees notified in person or via Zoom. It's incredibly hard to say goodbye to any one member of the CNN team, CNN chief executive Chris Light wrote in a Wednesday staff memo obtained by the Washington Post, describing the cuts as a gut punch. Gee, I wonder where they got that term, gut punch. Chris Saliza, who joined CNN as a politics reporter and editor at large in 2017, confirmed to the Post that he has been laid off. Susan Glasser, a CNN global affairs analyst, also said that she was one of the many part-time commentators affected by the cuts. Rachel Metz, a senior technology writer, said she was devastated to have been laid off on Thursday. They keep laying these people off. Nobody's watching this shit anymore. Nobody's watching them. CNN is done. But what's happening is you're all going to Fox News, and they know this. The same hand playing both. Folks, wake up. It's the same hand. So what are they doing? They're going to Fox News. And they're infiltrating there. And they're infiltrating the patriot community. That's what they're doing. They know the Democratic Party is over, regardless that they won in record numbers. You got to wake up to this. That's all. I'm just sounding the alarm bells, folks. They're now moving. They're migrating to Fox. And you got people like Elon Musk and Ron DeSantis doing all the right things, aren't they? I'm watching, folks. I'm your watchman. I'm your voice. How am I doing, folks? Give me a thumbs up if I'm doing all right. I need a pat on the ass. Whew. I need a pat on the ass. I got to tell you, I'm getting more people from El Paso coming up to me and being like, hey, Dave, man, you're doing a great job. It seems like they're starting to appreciate it. I think I'm waking some people up in El Paso. I really believe that. I really believe that's happening. I may be very unconventional in the way I bring the news, but at least you know. Folks, I try to be as transparent as possible. At least you know I'm doing my best. I'm doing my best with what I have. I'm trying to put the pieces of the puzzle for you guys together. California leads the way, as always. So they're going to be doing the reparations. And what else are they going to be doing? You'll never guess. Well, no, you probably will guess this. Exclusive. It's frightening for society. Thousands of convicted pederasts, you know what that is, in California are being released from prison in less than a year from their horrific acts, including rape, sodomy, sexual abuse of kids under 14 years old. Daily Mail investigation reveals. So they're letting them out in under a year in California. You know, folks, no wonder all of you want to get out of that shithole. I don't blame you. I really don't blame you. But stop coming to Texas, please. Go somewhere else, please, please. All of you are coming to Texas. I can't even go to Austin anymore and enjoy it. I used to love Austin. I can't go anymore. It sucks. You Californicated my Austin, and you LA'd my Austin. That Austin used to be the gem, used to be a gem. And now I don't even want to step foot there. You ruined it. Musk news, Elon Musk news, Neuralink. Musk Neuralink hopes to implant computer and human brain in 6 months. Now, folks, I have one foot in and one foot out on this because my dad has a heart. My dad has a pacemaker for his heart. And I know that's saving his life. So this Neuralink device is ready for humans. So timing is a function of working through the FDA approval process. I'm just scared where it can go from there because if it can help someone with paralysis, a quadriplegic, a paraplegic, if it can help somebody like that, I'm all for it, to be honest with you. If it can help someone's life, improve someone's life, I just see a lot of gray area where this could get dangerous. Now, I don't know if it's going to be reading your thoughts, tracking your memories. I don't know. Downloading your consciousness. Who knows, folks? I don't know. I don't trust anybody, and I don't really trust Elon after watching his Halloween costume. I don't wear shit like that. I would never wear a Baphomet costume with an upside-down cross. And I'm sure a lot of you who are watching this would not either. I'm only raising awareness. Folks, that's my job. That's it. I'm just raising awareness. Beware of these people. They come to you in sheep's clothing. And they're wolf. But it takes a wolf like me to fucking spot them. And I spot them. I've always said I'm a sinner. I did everything. Look, folks, I did everything. Extreme. I was extreme in every area of my life. And I'm not very proud of it, but I have no regrets. I'm not a saint. But I'm using this part of my life since I've been sober to wake people up and fight for what I see coming. And that's the globalist takeover and the actual destruction of humanity. That's what I see. So I'm going to keep fighting to my last dying breath. And as I've said before, if this goes to 2024, if it goes that far, I'm here with you. I hope it doesn't. This has gone on way longer than I have expected. I'm going to be honest with you. This has gone way longer. It's like you finish the fight and they're like, one more round, one more round, one more round. Oh, one more round. My dog Axel just looks at me. It's okay, buddy. Elon Musk Neuralink has been mutilating and killing monkeys. Physician group details how the firm performed gruesome experiments on animals ahead of billionaire show and tell on November 30th. Where's PETA? Where's PETA? Elon Musk's Neuralink is set to host its show and tell event on November 30th. The annual event demonstrates the company's brain chip and shares updates. A group of physicians A group of physicians released details of experiments on monkeys up to 2020. The animals endured sloppy experiments that resulted in chronic infections, seizures, paralysis, internal bleeding, and declining psychological health. The lawsuit filed against the University of California, Davis, where experiments were held, notes many of the monkeys were euthanized following tests. Where's all you animal lovers out there? Can you guys tell that I'm burnt out a little bit? I'm a little bit burnt out. Folks, you can Venmo me, D-Rod1977, D-Rod1977. If you appreciate me, I appreciate you. Hopefully this rest that I'm going to give myself in the next few days will help me with my shows, because I look like I'm struggling. I'm on the struggle bus. How many of you know that I rode the short bus as a kid? I wasn't the kid licking the windows, but I did ride the short bus because I was always in trouble. I was always getting in fights. I was always getting kicked out of school. I was always ditching class. So a friend of my dad's, Paul Strelzin, told my dad, listen, we can put him in BIC, Behavioral Improvement Center. Have him come to our school. We'll pick him up in the mornings in our bus, our special bus. Do you know how fucking embarrassing that was to go to another school where all the kids saw me get off the short bus? It was fucking embarrassing. That's all I got to say. I used to put a notebook in. I used to go like this when I'd walk to class. And we get out at that special time, too, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. We get out before all the regular kids. Oh. Yeah, true story. But that's because I was a troublemaker, folks. I never really got along with authority. I still don't. All right. In what the fuck news, I got a doubleheader for what the fuck news today, folks. A doubleheader. Okay, you know, now you can start all over for me. Thanks. Okay, so what the fuck news, doubleheader. An anti-boogeyman, we all know what the boogeyman is. Anti-boogeyman nurse injected 8,600 patients with salt water instead of the boogeyman this and walks free from court in Germany. She saved lives. And the doubleheader for what the fuck news, patient allegedly turned off roommate's ventilator. What? Because the sound annoyed her. A 72-year-old woman in Germany has been arrested after she allegedly twice switched off a hospital roommate's ventilator because she was annoyed by the sound it made. The woman was detained. Holy shit. And she's old. She's old, so it's kind of like you can almost understand it. I mean, my parents are old. My mom's 83. My dad's 88. And I know they do shit that I'm like, whoa. I mean, at that age, who gives a fuck, right? Because when you're that age, you made it that far, you kind of got the right to do anything you want. But this is kind of overstepping her boundaries. The woman was detained on suspicion of attempted manslaughter after the incident in the southwestern city of Mannheim on Tuesday evening. Police and prosecutor said the suspect was alleged to have switched off a woman's ventilator and then, despite staff telling her the machine was vital for the patient, switched it off again later in the evening. The patient had to be revived, authorities said, and while her life was not in danger, she still required intensive care. The suspect was brought before a judge on Wednesday and then taken to jail. So now the 72-year-old is probably spending the rest of her short years in jail. Folks, I'm trying to do my best for you guys. I'm trying to put it's believe me when I tell you this, it's not easy putting these shows together. It's not easy because I have to find information, pertinent information to put together for you. And I have to put the pieces of the puzzle together. So I have to scour the internet, look for articles that match from liberal syndicates, which makes my blood pressure go up, put that together in a report, and then bring it to you with all the bells and whistles, so I can keep your fucking attention. Because this ain't easy. This is not easy. And I'm just trying to do my part as an American, as a human being, to wake you up for what they have in store for you. And folks, when I say this, I mean it. They want 13 out of 14 of you gone. And they want to be able to control the rest of you and manage you in smart cities. They want to herd you into these smart cities and control you like cattle. And in a sense, we are already controlled, folks, by MSM. I'm trying to break you from the MSM, break you out of the trance. That's all I'm trying to do, folks. And every time you give to me on Venmo or you support me on ninoscorner.tv, you help me keep doing what I'm doing so I can continue this. And I appreciate you. I humbly come before all of you, and I appreciate all of you. I'm thinking about doing a question and answer when I come back. So I know a lot of you want to do that. My tier system on ninoscorner.tv is going to be awesome. We're going to have a tier system to where you can come into the general's tent and speak with me on a Zoom call on ninoscorner.tv and talk with people like Juan O'Savin, the Ghost, and we'll all bring troubleshoot together and talk about the issues that are oppressing us today, which we know what they are. So there's a lot coming. I have a lot in store for you folks. I'm trying to get bigger and better at what I do at my craft, and you guys are helping me. Share my videos, like my videos. I don't say that enough. Share it, please. If you can share my videos, we need to get this out there to the normies. I'm the Pied Piper of the normies, folks. That's why I'm not giving up YouTube. I'm not giving up my platform. I'm doing the best I can to keep this. And if you share this video, it helps me help other people. So please share. I'm going to start a sweepstakes starting to, probably mid-December, going into Christmas. Those who share my videos and the most and screenshot where they're sharing them, I'm going to give out prizes. I'm going to jump out of a cake in a thong on the air on YouTube. Just kidding, I'm not. But you can go to my OnlyFans. I have an OnlyFans. Just kidding. I don't have an OnlyFans. Just kidding. All right, folks. Keep it clean. Keep it clean. All right, folks. And the new heavyweight champion of podcasting. I'm coming for all of you. Yes, I am. Boom, baby. Later.